I just want to continue on this thought here that leads us to the end of the chapter, but this expression from verse 17, thou knowest all things. The omniscience of the Lord Jesus that Peter acknowledges comes to that point where there is no confidence in himself and all is set in the Lord Jesus. This is the enabled servant. And it's at this time now that he says that gives him really his commission, and that, but the test isn't over. So Peter acknowledges, knows in himself there is nothing, and he says, thou knowest all things. The Lord says, feed my sheep. So now he commissions him, but that's not the only thing he said to him. Because of the very things that Peter said that he would do in the confidence of the flesh, which now he realized that he was unable to do, the Lord enables him and tells him now what he was going to do as his heart is set on Christ. The subject of this study, I think we had set before us, Christ in the midst of my heart. But now, yet there's still another test. Notice that, okay, there's feed my sheep. Brother Brian just brought before us how he was going to glorify God in his death. The Lord has told him, now, that is going to be glorifying to me. And then he also says, follow me. This is all that he sets before him. There's a path that he would be the object. And at the end of that path, he would glorify him. What a wonderful expression the Lord gives to Peter. But now we find the test. Verse 20. Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved, following. Pause. Peter turned about. Remember in our first study, Mary turned about? And when Mary turned about, she saw one whom she didn't recognize, but who introduced himself to her by calling her by the name, by her name, doing the work of the good shepherd. And we learned how the heart of Mary was so engaged with her Lord. Peter now, who had just been restored to the Lord, who has now been commissioned by the Lord to follow him. And what's the first thing he does? He turned away. His eyes turned off the Lord. But we could say, but it was to the disciple whom Jesus loved. Every testimony of this disciple that has been given through, here we read over and over, it's the disciple whom Jesus loved. And in fact, we find him following. This doing the very thing that the Lord is now instructing to Peter and calling him, commissioning to follow me. And here was this disciple who Jesus loved. He is the one who depended on Jesus' love, as we are reminded, rather than Peter depending on his love for the Lord. That love that never failed for the disciple whom Jesus loved was that same love that was being demonstrated towards Peter and towards us. And so now he turns aside and he sees this disciple. And we could say, well, what's wrong with that, in a sense? Here's the disciple that carries, if we could say, do we say, morally speaking, the highest testimony of all the disciples? So we could have him set before us? The Lord says, no. No. Let's read on there. We even learn more about this disciple that Jesus loved. He describes himself. He never mentions his name, which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? The one who was close and heard what was going on in the, when the Lord would communicate to him with regards to his betrayal there at the going to the cross. But Peter sees him. He says to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Peter's eyes were already off the Lord. Peter was already challenging or asking and thinking about someone else. Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And he takes Peter, as it were. You've confessed that I know all things. Follow me. And this would be the object now, where the Lord would take, as it were, residence in the midst of the heart of Peter. And might he take residence in the midst of my heart? That there would be no other object that would be set before me. No other individual that even that the Lord would use as a servant for his glory. But he has specifically for you and for me that pathway that would be set before us in which we would feed the sheep, glorify God in following him in whatever path that he would set before us, whatever that path looks like. But it would be only where he takes up residence in the midst of my heart, where he occupies that place of preeminence in my affections, that there would be no man save Jesus only, following him.